Daily Light, December the 17th. Morning. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. It is the Spirit who gives life. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. The word that I have spoken to you is Spirit and life. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. No one can say, Jesus is Lord, except the Holy Spirit. Oh, give us life, and we will call upon your name. Psalm 80, verse 18. And John 6, 63. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Ephesians 6, 18. Psalm 119, 93. John 6, 63. 2 Corinthians 3, 6. John 15, 7. 1 John 5, 14. 1 Corinthians 12, 3. Daily Light, December the 17th, evening. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven. I wrote to you in my letter, not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers, or idolaters, since then you would not need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reveller, drunkard or swindler, not even to eat with such a one, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honourable use and some for dishonourable. Oh, take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Ephesians 5:11 and 1 Corinthians 15:33, 1 Corinthians 5:6 and 7, 1 Corinthians 5:9-11, Philippians 2:15 and 2 Timothy 2:20.